This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm chatting today with Julia Lindahl, who is totally blind and is from Sweden. Julia works for the Swedish Association of the Visually Impaired, known as SRF. The organisation was formed in 1889. Hi Julia, thank you very much for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today. How are you?
Hi Jennifer, thank you very much for inviting me to take part in your show. I'm fine, thanks.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
My name is Julia Lindahl and I am 35 years old. I've been totally blind since birth. I was born without eyes and the medical term of my eye condition is bilateral anophthalmia. I work in the local branch of the Swedish Association of the Visually Impaired.
Can you tell me more about your job and what it involves?
So my role is very varied. I talk quite a lot to politicians and other decision makers about issues related to inclusion, equality and accessibility. I also help organise social events for our members, and occasionally I hold presentations and lectures about the living conditions of blind and partially sighted people. So I would say no day is like any other. They're all quite different.
Can you tell me about some of the events you arrange for members of the organisation?
So we have a variety of events. For example, we have game events where members get together and play games and have some coffee and cakes and just have fun together. We have members of all ages who take part in these events. They are young and old and middle-aged. We have these game events once a month and we've been having these events for many years and they're quite popular amongst our members. Then we also have bus journeys to various destinations. And occasionally we also have audio described theatres and musicals and sports events, like for example ice hockey games. We also offer courses in accessible technology, iPhones in particular. So we have some members who are very proficient with the iPhones, so they are helping those members who want to learn to use an iPhone. We've also had courses in Braille for those who would like to learn Braille.
How does SRF help visually impaired people live an inclusive, active and independent life?
We try our best to influence politicians to make decisions that are beneficial to our members. Like, for example, we have the possibility to apply for help from the government if we want to, for example, go out for a walk or go to a market or to a gym or visit friends or take part in any kind of leisure activity. The problem is that in some areas you have to pay for this service and in other areas this service is offered for free. SRF believes that this should not cost anything. No matter where you live, you should be guaranteed the same kind of support. So we are fighting for this issue a lot. Another issue that is very important to us is making sure that we have a very good quality of our transport service. So we have a special transport service for disabled people, which is basically a taxi service, but you often travel together with other passengers, which means that when you are traveling, you often will need to pick up and drop off other passengers on your way before you reach your destination. There are occasions when this service doesn't work perfectly. We are very fortunate to have the service, but sometimes there are problems with it. Like, for example, the taxi drivers may not always come out and pick us up, even though we've booked assistance in advance. They may only sit in their cars and expect us to find them. Or recently they have suggested to increase the fee that we have to pay for this service, which is not a good idea because a lot of blind and partially sighted people are struggling with their financial situation. Of course, we do many more things, but these are some examples.
If any of our listeners would like to learn more about SRF, how can they get generic information?
It's possible to visit our website, which is www.srf.nu, and there is a section that says in English, and if you click on that link then you get some basic information about our organization in English.
Thanks Julia for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio to talk about your life as well as the great work that you do for SRF.
Thank you very much for having me.